next. For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. In a video released shortly after he was impeached for a second time in the House of Representatives, President Trump called for his supporters to ease tensions in the country.
I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law-breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. Everyone must follow our laws and obey the instructions of law enforcement.
President Trump says he's directed federal agencies to use all necessary resources to maintain order in the country.
In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident.
But Mr. Trump also warned about censoring and blacklisting conservative viewpoints. He says those efforts are wrong and dangerous. 10 Republican members of the House, including one of its highest-ranking leaders, joined Democrats in voting to impeach President Trump, allegedly for inciting the deadly attack on the Capitol last week.
The final vote was 232 to 197, as the 10 Republicans joined all 222 Democrats in voting in favor of the impeachment resolution. The members include Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney of Wyoming, Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington, John Katko of New York, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Peter Mayer of Michigan, Dan Newhouse of Washington, Tom Rice of South Carolina, Fred Upton of Michigan, and David Valadao of California. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder was charged Wednesday with two counts of willful neglect of duty stemming from an investigation of the Flint water crisis. The charges shown in an online court record are misdemeanors punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. On Wall Street, down by 8 points, but the NASDAQ rose 56, the S&P advanced 8. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I think we can all agree that a lot went wrong in 2020. But you can start 2021 off right with a resolution to help protect your identity using LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock alerts you to potential threats. And if there's a problem, U.S.-based specialists will help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps keep what's yours, yours. Get 25% off your first year with promo code SMART at LifeLock.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Clark County School Board will consider a plan to reopen schools, which have been scaled back from the one presented back in November. The plan to be voted on tomorrow only calls for small groups of students to return to campuses for what's being called voluntary academic and socio-emotional intervention. The new recommendations do not have a defined timetable for a limited return. Meanwhile, school district students got more failing grades during this past semester's distance learning when compared to previous years. The just-released grade data shows that more than 90% of district schools assigned more Fs and more than 77% assigned more Ds in the fall semester of 2020 compared to 2019. Those numbers follow a national trend of student achievement, which is suffering during the school closures due to COVID-19. The Nevada National Guard is sending more than 200 troops to Washington, D.C. to help with the security during the presidential inauguration. Local Guard officials say the action was not prompted by last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol, that the units were already scheduled to support the January 20 event. In fact, more than 30 different states are sending National Guard troops to the nation's capital to help law enforcement during the inauguration.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Yeah, we're looking at reduced speeds right now on the 15 northbound at Sunset, south 15 at Sahara. Also getting slow flows there as you merge on to U.S. 95 from Interstate 15 North. And do look for some congestion up there in Summerlin as well, eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are... Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's always fun. No matter what we're talking about, it's great stuff, bad stuff, or stuff in between, to have my buddy Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, on with us. He is a Republican activist, conservative advocate, and he joins us now. Pat, how you been, my friend?
You know, I'm just hanging in there. Just trying to get through all this, and I tell you the truth, watching the news is a painful thing. I think I'd rather watch Yahtzee or play Monopoly again.
Oh, no. Well, today, history was made as by a vote of 232 to 197. President Trump was impeached for not the first time, but the second time. Let me just ask you, you talk to a lot of people around town. I get a sense, I mean, this is not something that's on the tip of the tongue of everybody I reach out to, whether it's in restaurants or down on the strip or at the dry cleaners. I don't hear people talking about this. Do you?
Not really, other than unless they're radical right-wingers or left-wingers, or they're the only ones talking about it. And frankly, when you consider what's going on, kind of scary. I mean, Kamala Harris telling protesters you should not let up. Ayanna Pressley telling them, you know, we need more unrest in the streets. Pelosi saying, I just don't know why there aren't more uprisings. And, of course, Kamala Harris bailing people out. I mean, Swalwell today compared Trump to Bin Laden. Yeah, this has been a hell of a week.
And by the way, Eric Swalwell is the last person who should be talking about other people. He's in deep enough trouble as it is.
He'll get a pass, though, because he's a Democrat.
You think he will?
Oh, yeah. Listen, Hunter's got it made. His father's the president. There's a pass. The whole thing right now is a joke. We're looking at a whole new world, and it's crazy. And let's be honest. I've never seen more hypocrisy in my life. What happened last week was terrible. Don't get me wrong. But when you have news media standing in front of a burning building saying these are, for the most part, these are peaceful protests, I mean, come on now. Ignorance is bliss or what?
Well, here's my question, though. In less than a week, we're going to have a new president. We don't know really, you know, if he's going to be around for all 4 years. We don't know if he's going to even run for re-election.
He already said he wasn't going to run for re-election.
Oh, he's already said that?
He's already said that. He's not going to run again. He'll be 80, he may be in an old folks home, God bless his soul, man. Oh, mother of God.
Oh, my God. Again, Pat Casal joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. I want to ask you, though, about something that's been happening here, and I know you're into health care, and your company is. This whole notion of the rollout of the vaccine, and I've heard nothing but complaints about it. Long lines at Cashman and different places like that. And I guess my question is, could this have been done better, or is this just another example?
Certainly it could become better. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't asked about the quote of the century. Cuomo coming out 2 days ago and making the comment that we need to start opening up these businesses, or before we get everybody to go back to work, there won't be any business to go to work in. I thought Donald Trump's been saying that for almost a year.
Well, here in Nevada, to me, this is just another example of an inept governor trying, and at the news conference on Monday, he was trying to pin it on the federal government and on Trump. But the fact is, it's been his own incompetence, whether it's Dieter, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's the rollout of the vaccine. Everything has turned to you-know-what with this governor, and he can't seem to get anything right.
Don't forget the mayor in New York. This is a guy that closed Times Square. And he said nobody there for New Year's Eve. And what did he do? He was dancing with his wife to ring in the new year. I mean, you want hypocrisy at its greatest.
Well, here's what I think. I think, you know, and by the way, I just got this from my personal physician, that they have lowered the age to 65 to get the shot, the vaccine. That one of the problems we've had is the federal government's tried to be magnanimous and saying, you know, this may be a states' rights issue, and we'll let them essentially dictate how we roll out the vaccine. But the problem is you got too many governors that are like Sisolak, that are just inept, and they keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again.
Is it by coincidence they happen to be in Democratic-run states?
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Good point.
Look at Florida. Everybody complains about Florida, but they're getting the shots out there. They're open. I mean, their businesses have been getting hit a little bit, but they're trying to survive. What happens? New York's losing everybody. California, New York may be just totally empty.
Well, I will say this. It's frustrating to watch this much incompetence. By the way, what do you think he's going to do? Is he going to run again for re-election, Steve Sisolak?
I tell you what, he would be out of his mind. He'd get primary to lose.
Well, there are people, even Democrats that I talk to, that say this guy's got to go, that his track record is so horrible, so bad, and so much incompetent. It's not that he's necessarily a bad guy. Maybe to his friends, he's a really good guy. I know him through my church. We go to the same church. But other than that, I don't really know him that well. I've had him on the radio a couple of times. But the guy's just been incompetent.
You know, I think Chris G really said it the best. We're going to make sure he stays really left-wing. And he became such a left-wing governor that I think a lot of his friends are going to desert him. When the time comes that he'll want to become a friend again, when he's no longer up in Carson City, he's going to find himself, at the end of a rope. People are not happy. I mean, between the loss of jobs, loss of incomes, with regard to the fact that they're working at 25%, businesses closing, and the state of Nevada is going to be in such a deficit because 30 to 40% of those businesses aren't going to open. And we have a lot of restaurants in this town that just can't make it. There's just no way they're going to open up. I mean, unless you're doing delivery or takeout, you're dead. You're dead.
And the
casinos, by the way, are not at 25%. That's worse than Menorah. They're probably running about 70%, I would think.
Are they really?
The only reason the casinos aren't at 100% is because at least there's some responsibility out there. But for the most part, the casinos are pretty packed. Those machines are on the weekend especially. It's unbelievable.
Let me turn topic here, because we were just on with Stavros Anthony, a Las Vegas City Councilman. He's
great guy.
We thought he lost the race for County Commissioner in District C, but he only lost it by 10 votes. Then after the recount, it was 15 votes, and now they're going to the state Supreme Court. Do they have a legal leg to stand on, do you think?
They did when the good friend of his, Joe Gloria, came out and basically said, hey, by the way, we think this race had some improprieties. We should have redo. And it would have went through had it been for the Trump and company looking to sue, because that would have been a perfect out for the federal government to say, wait a minute, how could you say that race was bad and all the other races were good? And unfortunately, Stavros is a casualty of the Donald Trump machine basically fighting for his rights. And it's unfortunate, because I think a redo would have been proper in the five states in question, not overturning the vote, which I thought was ridiculous.
By the way, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about your health care and how many of you that are losing your jobs, you may have lost your job and your health care provider as of January 1. What do you do? What are your options? We're going to talk about that and much more with a guy that knows, Pat Casal, the owner of the MultiCare Group. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health, by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702 702- 596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are less than a week away from a new administration in Washington. What does that mean about your health care coverage? Well, let's check in with Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. And Pat, new president, Joe Biden, and Democrats in Congress in control a week from now. What is that going to mean for our health care?
Well, most people who pull short-term policies won't probably be able to do that. I was on a call today. They want to do away with a short-term policy. Which is not going to be good. They're going to try to bring back the mandate where you're requiring people to buy insurance. And the way the premiums and the out-of-pockets are rising, I think they're out of their mind. They mess up the first time. They're not talking about how to fix it. They're talking how to expand it. And that's the problem. The premiums are just getting ridiculous.
Does that mean premiums are going to go through the roof? Or, you know, the old bend the cost curve of healthcare down, when in reality what happened is it shot the premiums way up. Is that what we're going to be headed for?
Well, I mean, if they put in more mandates or more requirements that make you guarantee this and guarantee that for free, the answer is affirmative. You can't give away things and expect an insurance company not to build it into the premiums. Unfortunately, we're running ragged. I mean, these people are getting murdered right now. I mean, if the premiums are high, out-of-pockets are rising. I mean, and they haven't come up with a plan. Nobody has, about how to cut premiums. The president, Donald Trump, had ideas, but unfortunately, his team, which we're finding out the Republicans aren't really Republican after all, haven't really worked to get the success that we needed as American people. Imagine if we could cut rates 30, 40%. The economy would go through the roof.
So what's going to happen with prescription drug prices? I know the president was very adamant about that and celebrated that they had found a way to cut drug prices in America dramatically on just about across the board. Can you talk a little bit about what drug pricing is going to be like under Joe Biden?
It's a great question. It's almost like I said that one to you. Actually, the Democrats had a bill, I read it, where by 2022, they'll have 25 preferred drugs on a list, which we won't be paying more than the top six nations like Canada, the UK, Australia, Germany, India. And then by 2024, that'll be expanded to 50. They believe that could cut premiums 10%. I say baloney to that. They should have been doing that right away, and they probably could cut rates 30%. They're not being very creative in how to reduce the premiums, and unfortunately, the American people are just paying a brutal price for everything, prescriptions and doctor visits, deductibles, out-of-pockets. It's a joke. And you know a lot of these drugs go towards your deductible now. You know that, right? There's no copay.
I did not know that. Is that new?
Tier 3 and tier 4 drugs are applicable to a deductible. In some cases, it's $1,000. In some cases, the best you can get is you got to pay 50% for those really expensive drugs until you hit your out-of-pocket maximum.
Wow. I did not. Now, is that new?
They started integrating that over the last 2 years, but this year it's gotten really worse. It's pretty ugly. I mean, God forbid you're taking expensive drugs. That's all I can tell you, because if you are, you're going to get crushed.
Wow. I've got a friend in my neighborhood that just lost their job. They worked down on the strip and they got laid off, but they were being paid, and then all of a sudden the health care ran out. What to people that are losing their health insurance through their job, they're losing their job, they don't have a lot of money, what kind of options are out there for folks?
Well, if you're on a fixed income family of one or two and your income is between 25 and 30 grand, you're going to get decent tax credits and you're going to get a reasonable premium. If you're making, if you're not offered benefits at work and you're making like 50,000, unfortunately, premiums are ridiculous. But for those people that are incomes are really tight, what I can say without question is they're going to get cheap plans on the exchanges. And there's a lot, if you live in Las Vegas, you got four companies to pick from, Anthem, there's Friday Health Plans, there's Select Health, and of course there's Health Plan in Nevada, which is probably the most prominent one because it's the largest network. But this Select Health product does extend you coverage as well in Utah as well as Nevada, which is pretty nice. And you get it for a reasonable premium if you're not making a lot of money.
Now, if you're making some dough, you're not going to have any subsidies. And by the way, how difficult is it to get a policy if you have, do you need proof of insurance and all of that stuff?
No, you don't, but unfortunately, here's the real problem, Kevin. A lot of people are just devastated by these costs. I talked to two people today that are not going to be buying insurance this year. Unfortunately, they were being sold an indemnity plan, which is not very good. And I basically told them, you should look at like a Liberty Health Share, one of those sharing plans. At least it may not be health insurance, but it's cheaper. And if you have no pre-existing, it may be a good option, because other than that, you're getting crushed.
Wow.
You're making money. Insurance is not cheap. If you're over 55 years of age, $600 a month premiums is reasonable.
Now, the policies that are in play today that people signed up for and they started January 1, will they be impacted directly by the new administration?
No.
if they go to expanding Obamacare and things like that?
Not till next year, the earliest, probably not till 2023, maybe. Right now, those changes won't be impacting those people right now because they're in play. Nothing's going to change there. The only thing that would be the one problem that nobody's talked about is the ACA calculator, the Affordable Care Act calculator, is a calculator that projects what a bronze plan should be, a silver, a gold, and a platinum. Well, no more platinums are being offered because they're priced ridiculous. The gold plan is becoming even further out there. Who wants a gold plan and pay $1,200 a month? You're out of pocket still $8,000 or $7,900. The bronze plans are going away, so more and more people are getting stuck buying silver plans. And because they're in a silver category, they're seeing the rates go up 15-16%. And they're like, screw it, I'm going to go uninsured.
And without a mandate, you can do that. No penalty, no tax or penalty.
That's going to be the brutal problem. That's where the rubber meets the road. You got a president who wants to start taxing the hell out of people, and you know as well as I do how the trickle-down effect impacts every American citizen. So what's really going to happen is when they start implementing higher taxes and incomes are down, people are going to start jumping up and down and go, wait a minute, you said this wasn't going to happen to me. Well, where do you think we're going to get the money from? You want something for free. Free is a very expensive word.
Now, let me ask you, a lot of people are in the same boat. They need help. They need coverage, and they need it like now. How can you help people? The MultiCare group has been out there helping people a lot. Explain how you work and how you can help.
Well, if they give us a call, they can call. I'm going to give my cell number because since my mom passed away, I haven't had time to hire somebody. So this year has been kind of ugly for me. Even though I'm doing a lot of advertising, it's hard to be in the office and answer calls. So I have my gal Kirsten's in the office as well. But if you give me a call on my cell, which is 702-286-1014, 286-1014. That's my personal line. Either I will take that call and service it right on the spot, or I will have Kirsten call.